And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Gordon Gekko should be the new commissioner of the college football playoff system. It is that greedy. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. So we finally have a college football playoff. Big effing deal, the way they did it. The only thing the new four-team, three-game playoff assures is tons more money for the major conferences, most of which gave up any realistic chance of ever playing for the national championship. Now the fifth team out will have a beef instead of the third team. The old BCS distribution of about $150 or $60 million per year per power conference is going to triple if projections are correct. First off, the BCS TV contract will jump way up because, after all, it's now a playoff, if not much of one. Then the power conferences cleverly kept it, as they say, inside the bowl system, which means the bowls will have to pay the leagues royally if they want to be among the six that hold the semifinal games twice over the next 12 years. Finally, the national championship game will now be bid out like the Super Bowl, with New Orleans, Indianapolis, Houston, and other cities that have or will build big dome stadiums vying for the game and the millions of tourist dollars it attracts. All that adds up to a projected $450 million per BCS conference, with still some money left over to pass down to the so-called football subdivision schools. The money is great because the arms war is in full engagement, and as Gekko of Wall Street fame says, greed is good. But it's such a case of the rich getting richer on the field as well as off the field, with no consideration given to conference champions. The big-time suits and college presidents say they defer to the fans, who at the end of the day want the four best teams in the country playing. So if the regular season schedule falls right and everybody loses one game, don't be surprised if it's Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, and say South Carolina one year. In other words, don't ever look for an undefeated Boise State, Utah, or maybe even TCU in the mix. In the ACC's case, our schools will have to beef up their schedules, trading in the Elons and Richmonds for noted BCS conference opponents, and then they have to win all of their games and three other teams don't. In sum, the ACC, Big East, and maybe even the Big Ten should enjoy the money because they may never hold the Crystal Football on the last night of the season. This is Art Chansky. See ya.